Mark Nixon. He's with the Board of Water and Light. And Mark, we thought we were going to get an update on the gas leak. Prior to talking about that, and by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, they're working you to death lately, aren't they?
Well, I'm doing the phone work, but the heavy lifting is by our crews out in the field.
All right, we had these nasty thunderstorms come through the area. We've got flooding issues. Tell me about any power outages, where they are, and what's being done.
Well, I guess the best way to put it is it's one of these developing situations. We probably have a couple of hundred customers without power, very, very scattered. And it's one of those things, you know, you have a storm, you get some people out, you get them back on, and then the next wave hits. And that's what really happened overnight. And so we're kind of right back in the same boat, except probably with different people being out. So right now, just a couple of hundred scattered outages throughout the service area. And, you know, we're looking at, you know, the weather holds out and everything, mid to late morning before everybody's back on.
And you've had crews out for quite a while taking care of this.
Correct. All night, yes.
All right. Any significant damage to any of the plants?
No, not to the plants at all. Well, of course, we had that unfortunate chemical leak the other day, but that was obviously not storm-related. Our system is intact as far as electricity goes, and actually, we have some fairly good news to report regarding the Wise Road plant where the chlorine gas leak occurred on Tuesday, but we have been able to bring that plant partially online. You know, they're kind of going through this slowly because there was some equipment damage, but they think this is going to be able to maintain and that is produce clean, safe drinking water as it had been before the leak. So we're very hopeful.
So it is online, or you're gradually bringing it online?
It is online, but it's not full capacity, and the reason for that is they're really going through piece by piece throughout the plant, checking equipment, seeing what works and seeing what doesn't, and will have to be replaced because this chemical gas, by the way, is very corrosive. I was in there for just a brief spell yesterday, and some new equipment looked like it had been sitting in salt water for years. I mean, that's how quickly this gas can attack metal. So, yeah, they're going very gradually, but, you know, at last report, it was up and running. But to tell the truth, right now we're not actually sending that water out into the system. We really just want to check and make sure everything is right before we do anything else. But I have to say, from 48 hours ago to now, the situation is much improved as far as that plant goes.
How soon will the plant be fully online?
Great question, and I don't know if anybody really has that answer yet. I mean, there are a couple things going on. First of all, Our main focus is just assessing the damage and getting it, whatever running going again that we can. At the same time, you know, we're going to have to look at the causes of this, and that's going to probably take a little bit longer. If I understand it, two people that were taken to Sparrow Hospital for observation overnight a couple of days ago have been released. So at some point, we're all going to be sitting down and finding out what went wrong. There was obviously human error. We did not shy away from that from the beginning. This was human error. We just need to find out why.
All right. Yesterday you told me there were two people injured. Is that what the total of people hurt were, and what's their status?
As I said, I understand there were two people, a driver, not connected to the Board of Water and Light, but was delivering the chemical, and then one of our employees. And their status has always been good. In fact, we were told no discernible injuries, but I guess the medical best practice is when people have been exposed to chlorine gas is to keep them under observation to see how things are going. And we believe that's what was the case at Sparrow Hospital.
All right, Mark, we appreciate your time. We know you're busy. We're probably going to give you a call again tomorrow just to get an update with the powers and the cleanup efforts. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.